gorgeous? Does that funk have you feeling stuck? Have you questioning your purpose, or even yet having you asking if your best years are behind you? Girl, you have zero obligation to stay in that funk. This podcast is for women who want to get the funk out of here, who want to play bigger, ask for more, and step out of mediocrity. Imagine a life filled with lots of energy, excitement, and filled with funk instead of that funk. This is the Unfunk Your Mind podcast. I'm your host, Crystal. Let's go!
Hi, ladies. So glad to be back with you. And if this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome, friends. And just to fill you in, this podcast has a simple premise. Take action to unfunk your mind. And at the beginning of every month, an episode drops with an action item to help towards unfunking your mind. You try the action item for that month. You can adopt those actions that are creating positive results, because action stacking will create habits. And hey, perhaps you start to shed some of those old habits no longer serving you or others and replace them with these new empowering ones. Our loyal listeners know too that our action items are all about getting back to the basics and reinforcing your foundation. Think about your house or dwelling. How often do you really check out its foundation? If you're like me, probably not often, because unless you're buying a new home or something, or you spot something unusual like a tree root creeping too close, that's when you pay attention, right? It's likely you do the same with your own internal foundation. You don't check out those cracks until you notice something that's often unusual. Life gets busy, right? And sometimes you feel overwhelmed with all the things. And it's easy to lose track of what used to work. So in this episode, getting back to the basics means revisiting and reinforcing what has held you up and propelled you forward. Last summer, I went to the aquarium. They have this area where you can hold some fish and feed the stingrays. Essentially, you lightly hold a minnow, a small fish, that they give you in your hand, and the stingray comes floating by and sucks up the little fish from your hand. When they give you the minnows to feed the stingrays, they explain the whole process. The kids listen immediately. They put their fish in their hand and run to the tank, and they dip their hand in, waiting for the stingray to come and suck up their fish. All the adults, though, they ask repetitively for the instructions because they're scared of making a mistake. They don't want to feed the stingray wrong. This event called attention to the mistake meter. That's what I like to call it. That internal gauge that tells you your tolerance for mistakes. Now let's shine a light on your tolerance for making mistakes. Is it still as resilient as it was when you were a child? Are you ready to dive in head first, like those fearless kids who were eagerly approached the tank, hand outstretched, waiting for the stingrays to swoop in and grab their fish? Or do you find yourself overthinking, needing extra guidance, and meticulously planning for every possible obstacle? Consider this. You likely built your foundation by making countless mistakes, but as you've grown older, you might find yourself trying to avoid them at all costs. This can leave you all funked up because you're left in inaction. You're not taking action. Yet making mistakes is an integral part of growing and learning. It's time to embrace those mistakes, learn from them, and together, let's unfunk your mind. Seriously, think about how many oops have become opportunities in your life. That's right. All the mistakes in your life are part of your story. Yet as you've grown older, you and I have tried to figure out every which way to avoid making a mistake, sucking up precious time and energy, and you end up making the mistake anyway. Think about checkers and that moment you are trying to get into the spot where you can yell, "King me." With all the checker pieces on the board, you're staring at the board for 5 minutes, playing out all the different scenarios that could happen. Then you mistakenly move a piece that allowed your opponent to jump your checker and take it. Your opponent is quick to point out that checker you overlooked that could have resulted in a move that would have saved your checker from being taken. Dang it. But here's the twist. That mistake set you up for a brilliant comeback. On your next turn, that mistake set you right up to double jump your opponent's checkers, take his pieces from the board, and land in the coveted spot where you can now yell, "King me." That oops turned right into an opportunity. In the last year, how many oops have turned into an opportunity? Or are you trying to avoid all mistakes, trying to keep your checker safe in its little square? Perhaps it's time to embrace the idea that being overly cautious can leave you feeling stuck, all funked up. What if life is waiting for you to make the mistake so you can pick up what is waiting for you on the other side of that mistake? What if your double jump into that coveted spot is waiting for you on the other side of that mistake? You hear and read stories like this all the time, right? There was this guy, and I don't even remember his name. You can call him an innovator, a scientist. I'm sure he has an official title that is better than the ones I just gave him. But the more important part of the story is that he was trying to invent this super hard glue. I don't remember why either or for what, but what came out of his efforts was not this super hard glue. Instead, it was the super low adhesive glue. This guy had made a mistake and was ready to deem it useless, dump it, and move on. However, when he showed it to a colleague, the colleague saw the potential instead of defeat. This mistake had potential. Then, in a stroke of genius, Post-it notes were born. This tale serves as a powerful reminder. Not all mistakes lead to dead ends. Sometimes, with time and perspective, mistakes can transform into unexpected triumphs that shape our futures. Now you ask, shouldn't you draw on previous experiences in a life well lived to try and avoid costly mistakes? Absolutely. But don't let your past experiences limit your potential when venturing into new territory or trying something new. For instance, let's say you were wanting to do online dating. Perhaps you chose someone and you had a less than stellar experience with a date choice, leaving you with the dreadful evening and the reluctance to try again. You let that one mistake overshadow your desire to date, while your friends embark on exciting adventures, some even finding lifelong partners through online dating. You wanted to go on dates, but you let that one mistake keep you from taking action, and it's left you all funked up. Now rewind back to when you were a teenager. How many dates did you go on? When did your tolerance for making mistakes start to dwindle? Not all mistakes turn out detrimental. It's likely that the majority of your mistakes have produced fruit in some form throughout your life, yet you are so hesitant to make them as you get older. Please don't misunderstand. I'm not telling you to go out and make a ton of mistakes. I'm simply suggesting you consider that perhaps you're all funked up because you're trying to avoid all mistakes. Or maybe you're in the opposite camp and watching others make mistakes and using them as excuses not to try to change something up in your life. When you're all funked up and you take action to try something new, put yourself out there and just know you will make mistakes. Mistakes are part of everyday human living. In childhood, mistakes were plentiful. Some inducing laughter, others tears. But as adults, you've learned the art of resilience, shaking off these missteps with practiced ease. However, you might be thinking, as children, mistakes come with minimal consequences. Yet as adults, the stakes are higher. Family, finances, and numerous other considerations weigh on your mind, making it harder to simply brush off the errors. You believe that gone are the days of returning to basics. Your lives have grown complex. Your foundations supporting you are just not just yourself, but includes others. I understand too, because I've fallen into this trap. But dwelling in this funk isn't the answer either. Recently, I was chatting with a friend about hormone replacement therapy, also known as HRT. She expressed a strong desire to try it, but was hesitant due to the potential financial strain and the fear of it not yielding the results after investing this significant amount of money. She was cautious about trying it and concerned about the risk of making this mistake. After shining the light in this area of her life, she realized that this crack was not only affecting her, but also fracturing into her family dynamic and other areas of her life. In her friendships, in her career, in her moods, energy, and brain fog were becoming a big challenge for her. After inspection and really challenging her thoughts on the HRT, she came up with a few ideas regarding her financial challenges. Things like carpooling to work, taking turns with other parents driving kids to practices to save gas money. She even went as far as getting estimates from other vendors for insurances to see if she could find some savings. Through this process, she discovered that trying HRT was feasible, albeit requiring some sacrifices. Yes, she had to give up certain things, but she found it was a worthwhile trade-off. Too often, I've noticed women getting funked up because you desire the benefits without being willing to make the necessary sacrifices. However, it's important to recognize that achieving your goals often requires some form of sacrifice. This scenario with HRT was relatively straightforward, but there are countless other situations where women find themselves contemplating major changes. Switching careers, relocating, starting a new business, entering a new relationship. I know several women navigating these challenges, and each one is making sacrifices to pursue their interests, to pursue the woman they're trying to become. As mentioned before, your life is more complex than when you were a kid, and mistakes can be more costly and they can also be more rewarding. It's essential to recognize that discussing your goals and pursuits with other major players in your life should be a fundamental part of your plan. You know there's no perfect blueprint for navigating these major life changes. You can't predict everything in advance. Weigh the circumstances, discuss them with your life partner, your friend, and determine your tolerance for any encountered mistakes in the journey, whether it's related to budget, friendships, or even the impact on your children. If you decide you can't or shouldn't proceed because a sacrifice is too much or mistakes might be too costly, then let it go and move on. Holding space for something you've both deemed a no-go wastes time and energy. In other words, dwelling in it keeps you all funked up. Let it go and move on. Of course, though, if it's a dangerous situation, seeking professional help is crucial. In navigating life's twists and turns, it's inevitable that we encounter challenges and opportunities for growth. Mistakes are just part of the life equation. Whether it's trying hormone replacement therapy or embarking on a new career path, each decision we make carries with it its own set of risks and rewards. While our experiences may be more complex than they were in childhood, it's important to remember that mistakes are a natural part of the journey. And they can often lead to unexpected discoveries and personal growth. By embracing the uncertainties, expecting mistakes, discussing our goals with those who matter, and being willing to make sacrifices when necessary, we pave the way for a more fulfilling and authentic life. So in June, your action item is not to shy away from the unknown or fear of making mistakes, but instead, embrace them as opportunities to unfunk your mind and move forward with confidence. And maybe your oops will turn into an opportunity. Okay, ladies, we know what time it is. Let's go.
My mom is not a doctor, not a psychologist, but this podcast is for motivational purposes only.
Before you go, Superwoman, I'd love it if you took a little action for me. Like subscribe to my podcast and leave a review. Also, share the episode with a friend. And as a thank you, hit up my website, unfunkyourmind.com. That's right, unfunkyourmind.com to grab free journal prompts. Okay, ladies, now is the time to go unfunk your mind. Play bigger and ask for more. Open the door to possibility and cancel playing small. So get up and go.